time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The Gospel for August 12th is from St. Luke also, and it's in the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And it's about bridesmaids. Now, this is always called the Gospel of the Ten Virgins. But in fact, they were bridesmaids. And once we get our hand on that, we see what's going on. And they were teenage kids, as most bridesmaids tend to be. The wedding was a big deal. It must have been if there were going to be 10 bridesmaids. The groom's family was a bit snooty, but the bride won them over with the accounts of all the preparations for the wedding. There would be 10 young women, all striking beauties, she assured him, who would greet the wedding party with burning lamps and beautiful singing. It would be really a big deal. The groom was impressed with his bride's eagerness to please and congratulate her. Then on the wedding day, when his family arrived in front of the bride's house, there were only 5 bridesmaids, 2 on each side and 1 in the back. The bride began to cry. He cheered her up as best he could and gave his snooty mother a dirty look which warned her to be quiet. But when the rest of the attendants, breathless and weary from rushing, he said, "No way, forget about it." This is one of the parables of urgency we will hear during the summer. You have great opportunities, don't blow them. My story. Only idiots, said a certain young man who was planning a surprise party for a young woman he hoped to marry, wouldn't come to a surprise party. In fact, he planned to ask her to marry him at the beginning of his surprise party on her birthday and give her the biggest diamond in all the world. Well, it was a little bit excessive. He persuaded one of the friends, the putative woman of honor in the expected wedding, to lead her over to his house for a party. Only the young woman was tired and in a bad mood because her boyfriend had canceled a date during that night. She told her friend that she was going home, make herself a martini, take a nice shower, and go right to bed and turn off the phone. No way did she want to go anywhere. Well, when the friend told the bridegroom what happened, he was devastated, and he did his best to call her, but he realized she'd turned off the phone. They had a lot of discussion about that the next day, and I don't think they broke up, but she promised she would only turn off the phone in the future when she gave him fair warning, which seemed to me to be a fairly equitable adjustment between the two of them.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.